हरे कृष्णा। मटेरियल प्रोग्रेस सेंटर्स ऑन हैविंग व्हाट वी वांट। स्पिरिचुअल प्रोग्रेस सेंटर्स ऑन वांटिंग व्हाट वी हैव। इन वी ऑल वांट टू प्रोग्रेस। समटाइम्स पीपल फील दैट इफ वी टेक टू स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ देन वी गिव अप द पाथ ऑफ प्रोग्रेस बिकॉज वी डोंट pursue ambitious things. That is actually false. Both material life and spiritual life involve progress. But the definitions of progress are different. In material life, people say that we are progressing when we get the things that we don't have. So for example, if a person gets a bigger house, a bigger car, more fashionable clothes, more expensive gadgets, then they say that we are progressing. And this notion of progress leads actually to endless anxiety, because no matter how much we have, we always keep wanting more and more. Lobha pravrittir arambha karmanam ashamah spruha rajasye tani jayante vivruddhe bharatarshabha. So Krishna says that lobha, the mode of passion, becomes predominant and fills us with greed. Pravruddhir arambha, we want to do new things, more and more things. Karmanam ashamah spruha, and lots of hard work with insatiable desire. Ashamah spruha. Krishna said shama, peacefulness, is a characteristic of a brahmana. It is a characteristic of anybody wanting to go on the spiritual path. Ashamah spruha, insatiable desire characterizes those who are infected by the mode of passion. So now, this definition of progress may lead for some people. Everybody cannot get all the material gadgets that they want, all the material things that they want, because the resources in this world are temporary, are limited. But even if we get them, still there will always be many things which we don't have, and chasing those things will keep us perpetually dissatisfied. In contrast, in spiritual advancement, the focus is not on having what we want, but on wanting what we have. So we are souls. And as souls, the opportunity to serve Krishna, the opportunity to remember Krishna, the opportunity to love Krishna is the greatest treasure that we can have. And if we come in the association of devotees, then we already have this treasure. We just don't realize its value. But if we keep practicing bhakti, if we keep practicing bhakti yoga diligently, as time passes, we start realizing more and more that herein, in the remembrance of Krishna, we get the greatest happiness. In other things, there may be some happiness, but it is temporary, it is disappointing. So when we keep going through life, practicing bhakti, then as the ups and downs of life keep shaking us up and down, and within those dualities, when we hold on tightly to Krishna, absorb ourselves in His remembrance, we understand that in His remembrance, in His devotion, in His service, comes the greatest security, comes the greatest satisfaction. And thus, we move onward steadily towards the realization that what we have, the opportunity to love and serve Krishna, the opportunity to remember Krishna, that is the greatest treasure. And this realization of what one has, of the realization of the value of Krishna consciousness, of spiritual consciousness in general and Krishna consciousness in specific, that realization is the greatest achievement. Krishna says that the topmost yogis, the yogis who have attained samadhi, they get this realization. In 6.22 he says, Yam labdhva cha param labham manyate nadhikam tataha yasmin stito nidukhena guruna api vichalyate tam vidya dukkha sanyogam viyogam yoga sangitam. So he says, Yam labdhva, having attained this, cha aparam labham manyate nadhikam tataha, one realizes manyate. Manyate refers not here to subjectivity. These people think like this, other people think like this. Manyate here refers to realization. That na adhikam tataha, that there is nothing more to be attained. When one realizes that, then one marches steadily onwards towards Krishna. one becomes peacefully, joyfully, gratefully situated in bhakti. So when we learn to want what we have, we already have Krishna in our heart, but we don't want him. We want things of this world. When we learn to want what we have, we want Krishna to realize and relish Krishna's remembrance, then we make spiritual progress. And when that want for Krishna becomes greater than all other wants, then we attain spiritual success. We attain Krishna's eternal abode. Thank you. Hare Krishna.